Charlie, oh Charlie, come o'er fae but gear, and I'll gie you to your orders. For I'm on a wa' to the high Hieland hills, for a while to leave the bonny bucking borders. Charlie, oh Charlie, take notice what I say, and bet every man to his station. For I'm gonna wa' to the high Hieland hills, but if you are the parts of the nation, tae the lows and you'll put Shaw, you'll put Sanderson to Carr, tae the Colin, you'll put Andrew Kindness, you'll Geralt Colley Hill, I defeat the thrashing mill, and you'll see that you tae to be great fineness, to the gathering o' the hay, you'll put little Isaac Gray, and we're your bitter cousin Peggy. And in a blow the band is there, you'll put your hands, and you'll see that the day it drift tidy. And for you, Wally Burr, you'll carry on the stir, and you'll keep all the lassies a-howin'. And tack, get a jock, or you'll play a trick, and set all your merry maids a-bowin'. And for you, Annie Scott, you'll put on the muckle pot, and you'll mark till them pottage in plenty. For yon hungry brosers are coming fae but gear, they're keep it icy fair and sae scanty. Cheerly, cheerly, sae early you'll rise, and see all the merry men you ken. And you, Missy Pope, you'll sit in the parlour nuke, and keep I'm a merry man fae smoking. Lindsay, he has ta'en to the road, straight to the north you steer, way a spaceite fiddle in his pack, I and he make all other else gear. He's well met by a peddler, drooth from the chance to adjourn to the inn. Called for ale and he's ta'en up a fife, and they've carelessly slipped to the tune. And a' the nicht they fiddled and fifed, for the dancers attained to the floor. They neither wanted a pipe nor a glass or a lass when the music was o'er. They've played up through markets and fairs till at length to the north they've come. There they met Black Janet, the widow, who sang as she rattled a drum. Black Janet to dance, and you near saw so bonny a pair. She has ta'en them firm by the hand, and they've skipped to the top of the stair. Here, she said, is a fine feather bed, where a man be he weary or drear. May step for me a gay strathspey, with me lute and the tune in his ear. Janet was as good as her word, and Lindsay has proven his worth. May you all hasty marry a dance if ever you come to the north. How blithe each morn was I to see my lass come o'er the hill. skip the barn and your auntie me. I met her away old well. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom. The broom o' the cowden elves. Fain would I be. She gathered in the sheep I need, and cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom o' the cowden elves. Fain would I be in the north. Hard fate that I should banished be. Gang wearily and moan, because I loathe the fairest lass that ever yet was born. Oh, the broom, the barn, the broom o' the cowden elves. Fain would I be in the north country, herding the feathers yet. Adieu, ye cowden elves, o dew. Farewell, our pleasures there. They wander by her side again. Is all I crave or care. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom o' the cowden elves. Fain would I be. When my lady come down the street, her cap a chin did flee. She could still look behind her to see her negligee. And we're all gone east and west, we're all gone niggly. We're all gone east and west, according to my lady. A doon along the cannon gate, where Bozo will trickle and money an ain't room to look at Bonnie Marley. And we're all gone east and west, we're all gone Niagara. We're all gone east and west, according to Marley. Frae Seaton's land, the Countess Fair looked out a window here, and fine to see the gentle shape of Bonnie Marley. And we're all gone east and west, we're all gone Niagara. We're all gone east and west, courting Marley. And when she reached the palace porch, there stood Errol's three, and the oaken folk this Kate of all a gravity Marley. And we're all gone east and west, we're all gone Niagara. We're all gone east and west, courting Marley. And
dance gate through the palace hall, a comely sight to see. And e'en was there sae bright and braw as Bonny Molly. And we're a' gaun east and west, we're a' gaun aye and glee. We're a' gaun east and west, the court of Molly Lee.
Spied I at my true love's door, my heart grew sad and mine grew blind to see my bonny love leave me behind. And will ye gang love and leave me? Will ye gang love and leave me now? Would ye forsake your ain love too? And gang wi' a lad that ye never knew. And as I come in by yon lantern, I saw another my love attend. I bowed my head and I cried, oh, the best of my good days are done. And I will tell you the reason why, because he has more gold than I, and I will tell you. Would ye forsake your ain love too? And gang wi' a lad that ye never knew. And I lean my back up against a wall, thinking it was a trusty tree, and first it bent. And so has my love done unto me. But if you love me in heaven, and instead, oh God, you can hay my heart, you can hay my heart way right.
I was on my rambles, I came from Dover to Carlisle, The town was full of rebels, and you might have fared them far a mile. I stepped in the grapes to see what entertainment I could find. Not being brisk, I ran the risk, and I called for a pint of wine. And spied a handsome bonny lass, the flower of France and England. I'd been in a hurry, I for a private room did call. They sent me to the caddy, the lad that rings the morning bell. But in there came this brisk young dame, she said, "Kind sir, come follow me. It is not fit for you to sit among such roving company. My handsome smiling bonny lad, the flower of France and England." She took me to a chamber where everything was neat and clean. She said, "Young sir, it is not fit, you should have something on to dine. The table soon she covered o'er, the dinner soon she did bring. Look not like an idle slut, nor one that was not taught to spin. My handsome smiling bonny lass, the flower of France and England." But I could not take my dinner for thinking on this pretty maid. And if I could but win her, I would not care how long I stayed. I rang the bell, she heard the knell, and straight to me she did repair. I said, "My dear, the table's drawn, come sit beside me on this chair. My handsome smiling bonny lass, the flower of France and England." She said, "Young sir, you are as bad as any in this house this night. They are drunk and you are mad, or else you would not speak the like. Take up the cup and drink it up, and drive such fancies out by sleep. For if you dreamed you hadn't wed, I'm sure you would arise and weep. My handsome smiling bonny lass, the flower of France and England." But I could not fall asleepin' for thinking on this bonny lass that spent her time a-scouring among the pewter and the brass. I rang the bell, she heard the knell, and straight to me she did repair. I said, "We'll to St. Mary's Church, and there we will undo this care. My handsome smiling bonny lass, the flower of France and England." So we've gone to St. Mary's, and there the priest the knot is tied. I hide home my bonny bride as fast as ever I could hide. Through Scotland broad we've ta'en the road till we come to Tape Alpedel's breeze. And the servants all did skip and dance to see their lords and ladies' face. My handsome smiling bonny lass, the flower of France.
Oh, I'm the laird o' Watney's Wars, and I've come here wi' richt good cause. And I've had mair than 34s coming out o'er the plain. Let me in the say, nick the say, aye, nick do. Let me in the say, nick, then I'll never speer back again. My mother, she does sound asleep, and my bedroom door does chirrup and cheep. My bedroom door does chirrup and cheep, and I canna let ye in. So can ye hear the say, nick the say, aye, can ye hear the say, nick, to never speed back again? I'll aisle your door, gan it man squeak, and it will neither chirrup nor cheep. No, it will neither shut up nor cheep, and I'll get slippin' and so let me in the say, nick, the say, aye, nick, do. Let me in the say, nick, and I'll never speed back again.
When he get to me, was so glad. He's tacking the bonnet tree off in his head, and he's kissed her on the cheeks, he red. And the old wife had the dinner, but will she like it that day? That day, if do, will she like it that day? If she let her laddie in. When he get in, he was so glad. He's knocked at the bottom boards into the bed, and he stole a lassie's maiden hat, and the old wife had the dinner. But will she like it the day? Nick the day, if do, will she like it the day? Nick that she let her laddie in.
Better days to find. The companies have the money, and they'll soon teach you the skills. Greenfield's far away, laddie, the party's in the brae. Be a mudman or a roustabout, you'll soon learn how to drill. But who'll tend the sheep when I'm far out of the deep, on the Neptune or the Sequest, when the snow comes to the hill? Fishing trade, laddie, there's money to be made. The hand line and the Shetland yawl are from a bygone day. Come to Aberdeen, laddie, sights you've never seen. Be a welder on the pipeline or a fitter at Nigby. When the job is out and my boat rots on the shore, how will I feed my family when the company's gone? Harbours to be built, lads, rigs to tow and tilt, to rest upon the ocean bed like pylons in the sea. Pipelines to be laid in 100 different trades that will pay a decent living wage to the likes of you and me. I ken your man of worth, you're the best that's in the north. Not men of greed, but men who need the work that's come your way. From Florida to Kishorn, a new industry is born. Now Peterhead and Cromarty will never be the same.
And the heron flew west. She bared her over the fair forest. She bared her up and she bared her down. She bared her over the heath so brown. She bared her over the meadows green, all to espy what might be seen. Lule, 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 the falcon had borne my make away. And there she saw an orchard fair, where groweth many an apple and pear. And in that orchard standeth a hall, covered all over with purple and pall. And in that hall there standeth a bower, clad all over with lily flower. Lule, 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 lule.
bower there standeth a bed, with silken sheets and gold so red. And in that bed there lieth the knight, whose wounds doth bleed by day and night. And 'neath that bed there runneth a flood, 'tis half of water and half of standeth a maid, she doth weep by night and day, with silver needle and silken thread, sending the wounds where they did bleed. And by that maid there standeth a stone, and Corpus Christi was writ thereon. Born my make away. Lule, 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 lule. The falcon is born my make away.
The herring loves the moonlight, the mackerel loves the wind, but the oyster loves the dredging song, but it comes a gentle kind. You're out five men, as good as you're ten. The oysters are a gentle thing, they won't attack unless you sing. Come buy my oysters off the bing, to serve the sheriff and the king.
I'm your charmer, I've kept the best part to myself, and I'll wed some brisk young farmer. Since you have kept the part from me, for which I've long been searching, the fife's to play a merry tune, and the drums beat loud for marching.
Step away to go on Tooting Barton, and I had on my Highland dress as lieutenant to the captain. The lad I had along with me was
her young brother Tammy. And I, when he did smile on me, he minded me, oh Annie. Soon after this a letter came from Annie as a token. It was to show and let me know that the bonds of love were broken. A letter from my brother came, with post haste it was carried. That gain I were a living man, to come and see him married. While reading it, her brother came to ask me for a furlough, to go and see his sister wed. He wished to leave tomorrow. And when I heard young Tammy's words, but I was weary, who was to be my brother's wife, but just my only dear. I said, you may not go alone, for it would sad offend me, but you must stay and drive the coach for me and Captain Finley. So we drove on and further on, it's homeward bound, you'll find me, and there I met my bonnie love beneath the braes o' Boyne. Could you love a sodger noo? Could you lie down ayont me? Could you forsake your new sweetheart, my dear love and gangway? I could love a sodger noo, and I'll lie down ayont ye. There was ne'er than for a mother's son, love than I'll do for you. The darkest hour o' any night, if you wed me, I'll tend you. Here's Captain Finley will make us one, and I will lie defend you. I laid my broadsword across our knees, and clapped our right hands over, and Captain Finley has made us one, my husband now.
Blackbirds and thrushes sing merry, now fly not away. I'd find me a garden full of green flowering bushes, wherein they in the sweet month of May, with lilac and cherry and autumn's red berry and rosy berry at dawn. All young ladies were birds in my spinneys, sing clearly, now fly not from me. Not a thrush should I part with, but 10 golden nor barter a blackbird for a pearl on the sea. I'd love them so dearly, so late and so early, and sing.
Scots O'Avon and the Spey, O'Dever and Side and Bogey Gay and Glens by Dee and Don. A one-year noble Tartan's brawn raised the garden's wild hurrah and feels right proudly won. Brave Waterloo, beyond all praise, your valor there burst to a blaze and vain the charge is free. And when the Greys with warlike cries of Scotland's name went cheering by, you joined the wild melee. The veteran Frenchmen thousands deep ran freer swords like straken sheep, your bayonets readily shone. And when the grand old Pibroch blew, the French retreat from Waterloo, and Scottish victory won. March proudly on, brave 92, ye gallant Gordons, kneeling bra, the bravest o' the brave. We ken the valour o' your fame, and Langley Scotland blew your name, and you her are true.
My old green mare, saddled to me the pony o'er. For now I'm on the road and gone far a war. A wall away my road and cow by o'er, cow by o'er. Follow the road and cow by o'er. Last night I lay in a fine feather bed, sheets and blankets a cozy o'er. Snicked come and lie in a Clawbarn shed, proud in the arms of my Clawbyor. Clawbyor, Clawbyor, follow the roving Clawbyor. Champion Clawby, my Geordie lad, cups and medals and prizes, oh. In bonny Devon side, there is none can compare with my jolly roving. Drum Delgeor, for now I'm on the road and gone far away. A wall